The dancers on stage for a performance called Remembering weren't born yet when Apollo 11 landed on the moon. Neither was Corey Wall, the choreographer.
It took me a little while to come up with ideas for this one, and particularly, I think, because I can't relate to it.
Wall and her dancers turned to interviews and archival tape to learn about the emotional weight of that moment.
So we had some films that we watched of the launch happening and the moon landing happening, and some voice recordings of now adults who were children at the time of the moon landing, and we recorded their memories to build the piece.
At the time of the moon landing, I was in elementary school, and I did not have any particular interest in space or rockets or astronauts.
The dancers pantomime the memories, leaping from boredom to surprise to amazement. Wall says creating this performance changed the way she thought about Apollo.
I think what I realized was that in my lifetime, our country hasn't done anything super positive and patriotic and amazing like that. Everybody, you know, wherever they were, watched it. And it was a really cool coming together of the country that I have never had the chance to witness.
Remembering is one of 15 performances brought to the show. Gina Darlington of Canyon Movement Company says she wanted people to connect to the moon in a new way.
Dancers, we feel a passion to tell our story through movement. And we have the benefit of using music to help tell that story.
I'm lying on the moon.
Darlington choreographed a dance to honor Michael Collins, the Apollo 11 astronaut who stayed in orbit and did not walk on the moon. On the stage, a lone dancer leaps and plays with a white yoga ball. A photograph of the Earth taken by Collins shines on the screen behind him.
For me, it felt like there's this awestruck feeling of seeing all of humanity in front of him and how alone he must have felt and yet all-powerful in a way.
Some performances tell a literal story about the moon landings. Others have a poetic slant. But Bridget Borzello of Cazzo Dance Company decided on a different approach entirely.
I was like, you know, I haven't brought a humorous piece to Flagstaff yet, so I decided to create a parody on the moon landing.
It's called Gravity, and it plays on the conspiracy theory that the moon landing was faked. Two dancers glow under a black light in white, puffy costumes. They float in space, lifted up by other dancers dressed in almost invisible black clothing. Then one of the dancers sneezes. Borzello leaps up from the audience and shouts at the performers. People start to laugh as they figure it out.
Lights! Camera! Action!
When I told this concept to Ben, who is the tech director, he was like, oh, you're like, you don't think that the moon landing really happened? I was like, no, I do! I was like, I do. It's just, there's a lot of people that don't. And so I wanted to play into that a little bit, get a different I feel like it was a completely different perspective than what a lot of people went with.
Borzello says, why not? It's art. It's meant to explore an idea from every angle. For this show, at least, even the moon is in reach. For KNAU, I'm Melissa Sivany in Flagstaff.